episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite Explosives 1 TNT DNMITHT. What up, Joni?
Nothing, dude.
How are you today, man?
Oh, dude, I was feeling a little, I'd take a little nappy nap, dude. I passed out, dude.
You know, I hate that.
Hate what? Nappy nap?
Oh, I hate it when you do that.
Yeah, I know you do. I was feeling under the weather, and I slept.
The cringe it causes in my spirit is just, like, so strong when you do that.
I do it because you love it. So anyways, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for sitting down and recording us talking with me today, TNT.
What? Not a fucking guest. I'm here every goddamn episode.
I said thank you for recording with me. whether you're watching us on our YouTube channel on Crazy Town Media, please subscribe there or Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, this dude, Twitch.
Yeah, TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock a.m. Central. That's TNT DINOMIGHT _ Crazy Town at twitch.tv.
Dude. So I heard something today.
Yes.
That I thought would be kind of interesting.
What is it?
You've heard of Joe Rogan before, right?
Yeah. I don't frequent his podcast, but it's popular.
Yeah. People watch it.
Extremely popular.
Oh, yeah. Like, ridiculous. He's like the podcast guy now.
Yeah, basically.
But I saw I don't even know who was the guy that tweeted it out, but it was like Joe Rogan.
The competition.
Had said that he wants to truth not facts, I don't know the whole story behind this. But he would love to mediate the debate between Trump and Biden, and it would just be the three of them in a room with cameras for 4 hours. Okay. Talking about how they would write the country.
I would love to see it.
And then whoever tweeted it, I think it was some guy from a news station, said Joe Rogan suggested yada yada yada, who would want to see that? Trump retweeted it with a comment that said, I do.
No! Somebody needs to take his phone, dude. Somebody needs to take the man's phone. You can't take his phone.
But dude,
I'm not mad at it. Let's go.
They should do it. I would love it. It would be like the most watched president. Dude, Joe Rogan mediating those two guys talking back.
This is what we've come to, America. This is what we've come to. Fucking Joe Rogan is doing like town hall debates. What the fuck?
The man who had Elon Musk smoking weed on his podcast is
going to say that, dude. I hope he offers them both a joint.
He gets Trump and Biden high, and they just like talk about America for.
Could you imagine the amount of security that would have to be at an event like that? Holy shit, man. You got Secret Service and then Biden's gang and fucking
like
Joe Rogan.
Full cavity search Joe Rogan before. He'd be handcuffed to the table so he couldn't get up and cut.
Really?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a good idea, though. I would like to see more. I would like to see that taken on presidential debates or even like conversations, honestly.
Well, I would too. I would like to see more natural conversations.
Exactly.
Because like everything is so convoluted and practiced. Like at the debates, I have a feeling they know what kind of questions are coming.
They know what questions are coming and they have loaded answers. Are you kidding me?
Right, dude. So it's
they
like,
freestyle a little bit.
Right. Exactly. Or maybe if they don't know the exact question, they'll be like, there'll be a question about energy. Reform, there'll be a question about education, you know, whatever. They want them to look as good as possible.
My dude, when a rapper goes into a freaking radio station or something, or even any interviews, they're like, these are a list of questions. Any of these questions that you don't like, we can take off.
And
he just looks at the list and he's like, don't ask me about this. Don't ask me about this. Don't ask me about this. These questions are acceptable.
Yes.
And then you just freestyle a little bit, but you know what's coming.
Yeah, and that's why people walk out because they start asking them about stuff they agree.
Hey, that's not on the list. That's not on the list.
So what about your little bit child that you had, and they're like, I'm done with this interview.
Yep. That's not on the list. Breaking embargoes. Yeah, so I would love to see it, Jones. That'd be a great idea. In fact, I told you that I wanted to get the president on here. Honestly, I want Donald Trump, if you're listening.
I'm sure he does every week.
Or Joe Biden, if you're listening.
Yeah, either one. Even Kamala or Mr. Pence, dude. Mr.
Yes, either one of those people would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my face,
they,
dude.
They would be that. That yes, that's fine.
Those are the, that's either the one of those fine people would be also acceptable. Fine. Yes, but any of them. I want to get either one of you guys want to come on to the podcast and talk to us.
If you had got to ask Trump or Biden one question, what would you ask him? I mean, it, obviously, putting you on the spot's okay if you don't have an answer. But if I was
name me your biggest failure.
Okay.
Boom.
Well, one of them would not be able to give you any answer for sure. The other one maybe can give you one.
Who was that?
What?
Who was that?
One of them, dude. Yes.
Who is it? Like, is this like one of them always tells the truth and one of them always tells a lie?
No, one of them just doesn't think they ever fail.
Who is that?
Guess.
I don't know. Who is that? It's like a racist comment. No, why is that funny? No.
I don't understand. Why is it funny when you say that?
Why is that funny? Like people like the what? I don't get it. What?
wait. I don't get. Wait. So you're saying? Can you explain that in detail to me?
Yeah.
I would like to ask them. How many presidents they could name?
What?
How many presidents could you name?
Could you name
them? Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I think you have a job. And there's only 45 of them. You should be able to name at least half.
This is the difference between me and a Jonas interview. No, I know you'd come up with good questions, but you're on the spot. And I understand how many presidents would you name? That's good. I'm sure they could probably name 10 or 15. I could probably do 10 or 15.
All right, you want to go?
I'm not naming fucking presidents on
Martin
this.
Martin Van Buren, go.
You're not doing this.
Last one that can't answer.
Johnny Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
I guess I lose. Looks like we got to move on.
Shucks. Shucks dang.
You win.
What do you got for me?
What do I got? Oh, yeah, I do got a little something.
All right, cool.
So, in Los Angeles, do you remember Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Of course, we all do, Jonas. We all do.
Who?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You loved that show. Stop
I did.
It.
I loved it.
The mansion that was like the Uncle Phil mansion.
Oh, yeah.
It's in L.A. And it was actually used as like a film studio.
Is it in Bel-Air?
It might be. It may be in, but I'm thinking, either way, I don't fucking know for sure. But either way, they are Airbnb-ing this place out for the 30-year anniversary.
Aww.
Yes. This is in Wake or in lieu of the fact that they're actually redoing, they got a 2-season deal to redo a dramatic type of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it's going to be, I think it's with HBO or something like that. I'm not exactly sure, but it's like 1-hour episodes, and they got 2 seasons approved already, and like
with Will Smith.
I'm not sure, but Will Smith is on, like...
Or is it based on that fake trailer that came out?
It was kind of based on that, because that blew up, and then they were like, hey, we could do this as a series, so they're doing it as, like, a more dramatic series.
Because, like, that was obviously a goofball comedy show with real messages in it.
Yeah. Like, I liked it. I'm actually kind of... I'm going to watch it. I want to see at least an episode.
I would, too, because if the real story about, like, a kid who's from a rough neighborhood, and he gets sent to... And he's, like... And then he gets sent to Bel-Air to go live with his rich family, and, like, him adjusting to life, how different it... Like, I think that it really could be a good series.
Yeah, we're all familiar with the story. It's a pretty cool story, and I think it's gonna do fucking numbers. I think it's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
But the house...
kind of based... Didn't that really happen to Will Smith?
I don't know.
I thought that was kind of based on his like real, I don't know.
It may be like, you know, Art Begat's life. But the house, the Uncle Phil house was a studio, and they're Airbnb being this place out in the 30-year anniversary, and in lieu of this new series that's coming out, $30 a night. You can
$30. You can, that's cheaper than like Austin's Airbnb.
I know, right? And you can get into the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air mansion house. Now, majority of it is kind of like a studio type thing, but you get access to Will Smith's bedroom, bathroom, the dining room, and the poolside and guest house. The one that Carlton and Will Smith kind of
lived in,
for a little while. So that's pretty cool.
So you get the guest house, the pool, and like the dining room and Will Smith's room.
Yeah, in his bathroom.
Okay, I wonder, is it still set up like that?
I think they have it set up to be like thematic and everything. But you don't get, like, the living room isn't there. Obviously, the kitchen isn't accessible.
Right. You're coming with a lot of Airbnb takes. Do you have, like, the insider news? Like, you had the Blockbuster Airbnb. You got this.
Yeah,
you got, like, the emails from the Elon of Airbnb or some shit?
No, dude. I just found, like, it's sweet. I thought it would be awesome to, like, spend a night in the Blockbuster or even spend a night in the Will Smith.
I agree 1,000%.
But unfortunately, Jonas, if you want to get in, it's already sold out, obviously, and you're looking at, like, you're looking at a wait. You're looking at a wait if you want to get in again.
But why are they only charging $30 a night?
It's the 30-year anniversary of Fresh Prince, and a new show is coming out. It's all promotion. All right?
That's basically what they want people to get hot in the streets.
I mean, it got me talking about it. When I was like, what? I can get in a Fresh Prince house? I was literally looking at the Airbnb prices and then sold out.
Yeah, dude. It's because you got to travel during a pandemic. They're like, we can't get anybody in there.
All right, fucking politicizing.
How is that politicized?
Is this politipod?
Because I said you have to travel during a pandemic?
No.
So, did you know that 3 states of our country are in hell right now?
California, Oregon, and what?
Washington.
They're all on fire, right?
Yeah, well, like, the sky's fucking red, dude.
I know. Did you see the pictures? If you haven't seen the pictures at home, you gotta look up pictures of
the UPS truck, like, hanging out. That one is iconic, dude.
That shit
one
is about to be a screensaver.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was, like,
which is kind of awful.
That was, like, the best.
Kind of bad,
I guess. I was like, yeah, I didn't know UPS delivered to hell. It was just like, yeah, and that girl who's downtown in some inner town, she's like, it's just bright ass red.
It's crazy. It's like, you don't really have an idea. It's like, living up north, you know what snow is. People down south, people out west, they don't really understand what snow is because they never experienced it. And if they did, they'd be like, what the fuck? How do you people live like this? You move down south, and I lived in Florida, hurricanes. And I've never experienced a hurricane, but I'm like, what the fuck? How do you people live like this? You move out west and it's like, hey, there might be a month-long fire
that going on in nature
that might just happen every year.
Yeah,
it happened last year.
I mean, it hasn't been this bad in a long time.
I know it has. What the fuck? How are there just 30-day long fires? That doesn't even compute with somebody from the north or from the south.
Right, it's never dry enough in the north.
You just don't see shit like that.
Well, yeah, because it's wet there with snow for like 6 months
of the year. I understand how physics works, but I just mean it's crazy these people are living with month-long fires.
Yeah, and like, it could engulf their whole house. Like, and they're just like, and they'll be like, you need to move or you need to get out because the fire's coming. And they're like,
Put it out!
Yeah.
Just put it out, dude. Why can't you just fucking put it in the fire? Get some fucking water, dude. I'd be out there with a solo cup right now, Jonas.
Yeah, I bet that would work.
Okay, well, I know it's not going to work.
But, dude, I would, like, people out there need masks for a whole other reason, dude. Because they kind of, like, prevent the goddamn... the goddamn smoke particles from getting in their lungs.
I don't think the M95 is going to protect you from ash sky. It's sad, though, honestly, Jonas.
It's really a sad state of affairs.
And I know, even like through the pictures and through the news you hear, like, you don't really understand what's going on out there.
Dude, have you seen the videos of people driving down the roads and the fires are like closing in on? Yeah. That would be the most, I would shit my pants.
You could die.
It could just sweep across the road and then you're done. And if you try to drive through it, it will melt your fucking tires. Like, it'll make your car stop. Like, it's like, dude, it's scary as fuck. Like,
it kind of is, man. That's nuts.
Well, and I mean, not just this fire. I've seen, like, in years past, like, firefighters and fire trucks driving, and it looks like the whole fucking truck is engulfed in flames. And they're just like, well, pedal the metal. Let's see if we can get through it. It's just like scary as shit.
And it's just like second nature a lot of the times, man. If you've lived through 4 or 5 of these things and you're like, you know, like 30, 40 years old, it's like, oh, there's fire. Just walk to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Just like that picture of the dog holding the mug. I'm fine. Just, this is fine. This is good. It's just fire.
It's fine. Just completely fine. It's all fine.
No, but our love, respect, condolences to the people of California because
Oregon and Washington. Or yeah. Their lives.
Yeah, man.
Because, dude, I couldn't imagine. It's just like, hey, you need to go. I mean, I guess it's similar to like a hurricane. It's like gather up your favorite shit and get out of your house in an hour.
I just remembered a story.
Go.
So the fire that was started in, I believe, California, truth, not facts, all right?
All right.
Do you know how it was started?
Probably some asshole burning hot dogs.
No. Do you know how it was started?
No, do not.
Well, somebody decided to do one of the good old-fashioned gender reveal parties with some Tannerite. It's going to blow up, and there's going to be sparking blue smoke to let everybody know that your baby has a penis.
Oh, and that's how one of them started?
And the fire started. The person who actually came up with the idea for the gender reveal party, like the first person, I guess, that's...
event planned them or whatever. Yeah, I saw an article about her.
Yep. She has actually said that these things need to stop because it is ridiculous how
this
many people have
natural disaster.
How many people have gotten hurt? How many people have lost their lives? We've done
that
a
grandma
story.
Dude who got hit by the shrapnel and died.
Because people are making improvised explosives.
Yeah, so I don't understand what's wrong with getting the cake and having the batter be blue. And you cut it open, and you're like, yep, there it is. Or you open a box of cigars, and it's like, oh, they have a blue wrapper on them. Like, there you go. Like,
no, it's just got to be crazy. And I mean, I get it. It's fun to make improvised explosives for a good purpose. You know, you've been wanting to flex those improvised explosive
Any
skills.
Dad wants to just blow shit up. He's like, we're having a baby? This is my last chance.
Sam, I want
to
blow shit up right now. This is probably a bad time to say that out of context in the same episode that we were just talking about having a presidential interview, possibly. I do not want to blow anything up. Let's put that right up.
Just like nothing that would cause any harm. Like, just like, yeah, dude. Like put a firecracker in a glass cat statue. Oh my God. Like
Jonas,
one of those.
Jonas, when is the last time you just threw a fucking beer bottle at the ground and watched that motherfucker smash? You do not.
Have I ever done that?
You do not know the orgasm.
Wow.
The
destruction?
The mental tantric sex that thing causes to your.
When
the
have I. What was the last time I just destroyed something to destroy it?
Oh, Jonas. They have bars that you can do that stuff at. Not bars, but like places you can do that.
You just go and destroy things?
I don't know if they're in this country.
Dude, we should do that. We should open that. Like, people can come in and just, like, if, like, when you drink, you can, like, throw your, like, there'll be the beer bottle smashing corner. Like, when you're done, you smash your beer bottle in the corner.
We got to come up with the proper legal document first. Like, hey, yo, you enter these doors. You on your own. I'm just thinking of insurance.
You got to sign a waiver and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, yeah, you get done drinking your beer, you just grab the chair and smash it on the floor, dude.
Yeah, there's places they like have like cheap china and shit on the wall. They just like, here's a bat, go at it.
That'd be fun, dude.
It would be fun,
dude. Get like set up like a
primal
fake
aggression,
like,
out.
Well, yeah, because you could like imagine like buying like a bunch of like dollar pint glasses. I mean, you can buy a glass pint glass in the store for a dollar. If you bought that shit in bulk, you could get them for nothing essentially, and you could set them up and let people just go in and destroy them and charge them like $100. Like if I was like, hey, you can go in this room, and anything in it you can break for $100, and you get 5 minutes to break all you want.
No, I'm probably good, to be honest. I could think of something, but me, myself, I was memeing a little bit when I was talking about break. I would love to break a bottle, but I don't know if I'm going to spend $100 on it. There's somebody out there who would.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
So like, we need to like put them on a watch
need
list.
To get their aggression out.
Yeah, like, I think we'd have to turn over our, like, logbook to, like, the police or something. Because I'm just saying, dude, if you're willing to pay $100 to go in a room and just start breaking shit, man, you got some things. You need to talk to somebody. You need to talk.
I was going
to
say, because you started talking about that, and I was like, when was the last time I broke anything on purpose? Exactly. I was like, I don't think I have.
Yeah, well, yeah, you
unless
probably
it was something I knew was going to get thrown in the trash, and I'm like, oh, well, let me just break it a little bit before I throw it away. Like,
yeah, you know, it's been a long time for me, but I definitely have in the past, so I love it.
Yeah, breaking things is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like breaking things I need. That sucks.
Fair enough.
Like when people get mad and break shit. Fair like enough. People who get pissed and throw their phone and stuff, and then they break it, and they're like, "Oh man, I broke my phone." You're like, "You're an idiot."
We've all had that friend who threw the controller.
Oh yeah, I used to do it when I was a kid.
You've broken controllers.
I absolutely have.
So you broken stuff?
I was like 11 years old.
And still?
Yeah, dude. I was mad though. I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't think it was gonna break. I was frustrated.
Oh, so you threw it without intent to break. That's when you learned about the frailty of life.
Frustration. That's how I learned consequence. I was like, oh, this was my programmable Super Nintendo controller, and I threw it and broke the left bumper off.
You threw a programmable?
So I learned how I learned consequences that way, dude. No. I broke the left bumper off my programmable, dude.
No, not the programmable.
I know, dude. I could do that. Dude, I could E-Honda and just hold a button and it was like, and like,
was Chun-Li. That was the rapid fire.
Yeah, dude, it was good. I have to
you could turn it on and turn it
had
off.
A little screen on it, dude. It was an uber fancy one. It was like a $30 controller.
I remember. Whoa.
Right? Shit. Now just a controller, $60.
Yeah. Not 125.
Couple hot hits before we go. Borat 2 is coming out.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw him do one of the skits at a Trump rally, too. It was funny.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He was singing some inflammatory lyrics, and people were just jiving along to it, like, yeah.
Also,
fuck Al Qaeda.
What the fuck did All Gas No Brakes go do? He was a Sturgis. that was an interesting one.
The outcome from that Sturgis thing is a lot of people. I don't know an exact number, but I did hear this story too. A lot of people came up with
COVID. Oh yeah, well, because people came from all over the country there.
Oh yeah, it was bound to happen, but people just weren't taking it serious, and it fucking happened.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, absolutely, dude.
I think they've equated at least one death from the event. I mean, and that's when you think of like 250,000 people. That doesn't seem like a lot, but there's probably going to be more.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't equate. That's how they got it. You know what I mean? Like, John Smith comes home, doesn't know he's sick, then somebody else gets sick, and they don't know they got it from John Smith. They just think they don't know where they got it from. So,
well, I think with this, like, we've been fortunate enough not to get it, but I think they ask you, where have you been in, like, the last 6 months?
Have you been to any other than? But you know, here's the thing, dude. If one of us ended up with it, like it's like, yeah, I went to the grocery store. I went to, you know, it's like.
I mean, yeah, for us, but you know, some
people, other people are like, yeah, oh some yeah, people got to live their Wild life. Wings, watch a football game. I went to the new grandma bar, dude. Hung out with grandmas.
I just kind of want to know where it's coming from. I guess I don't know.
I'm gonna add this real quick before the end of the episode. I was watching football. I didn't even know this existed, but what the football players are doing to track for coronavirus tracking, they all are wearing these bands, and every band has a unique number identifier, and it will tell every band it's been in contact with how long it was in contact with them and how close it got to them.
Yeah.
So I was like, NBA, dude, that's really fucking cool. Like
NBA has those too.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I thought that's a really cool like tracking thing. They're just going to give them to everybody in the country and track us everywhere we go.
Yeah,
it's called our cell phones. I mean, anyways.
I'll pass.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm good.
It's called our cell phones.
I mean, pretty much. Well, but no, dude, I thought that was really cool. Like, that they did that. They have that sort of technology to like for contact tracing. So
they're pretty cool. If I was being paid millions, I'd wear one.
Right? Yeah. Hey, White House. You want to pay me millions to wear one of those around?
No, not just you. You got to convince everybody to do it.
I'll wear one for a couple mil, dude.
Give us a $1,200
check.
They're
like, oh, where'd you go? I'm like, oh, my bedroom, the kitchen, Walmart. Oh, you got me. I've been everywhere. But yeah, all right, man. Well, that is all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed listening to us talk about bullshit. This dude does Twitch.
TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock a.m. Central. That's TNT DINOMIGHT _ Crazy Town at twitch.tv.
Yeah, for Jonas.
TNT.
We'll catch you on the next one. We are out.